That was the wrong button. That was the wrong damn.
Okay.
There you go. Today, here at Cast the Pod, we're going to talk about... That's not our... You still have the thing that you say. Don't worry about that. That's still in there. That's the warning.
This I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
Right here. I just wanted you to rest assured we still have the warning. But today, 1988's The Brain.
He's already started.
I think I lost mine. I think I lost mine watching this movie.
The Brain?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to remember the title.
Yeah.
It's just
brain, and now I got no brain.
for those of y'all who don't know, Cobweb is in the northern part of the country, up in the, where are you at, around, what state are you in?
I'm in Illinois.
You're in Illinois. We're down in Texas, South Texas, San Antonio, and...
Look at my paws.
Don't start with that, Deborah. Don't start with that.
It's got paws.
And we don't do central heating down here.
Nope.
And it affects us for a good 2 weeks.
Yep.
3 weeks. And it's cold as cold. Get go, man.
Y'all just a bunch of little, man, y'all being all fuddy-duddy.
Don't give me that. No. Don't give me that shit because it's 95 degrees and motherfuckers up there dying.
Yep.
Bro, you know what it is out here?
110 degrees down here.
It's 95 degrees here. We're walking around with hoodies on.
I went to work the other day. It was minus 23, okay? I went to work, okay?
Shit, I die in that. I die in that right now.
That's what we're saying. When it's cold down here, we're like, oh.
Y'all got y'all strengths up there. We got our strengths down here. I'm just different, but yeah. Same. The great words of Mr. Miyagi.
And right now, I got a penguin hoodie because I'm cold.
She's all worried about putting her shit over that she didn't even hear what I said. Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I said different, but same in the great words of Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker.
This is where we're at today.
The brain ate my brain and I can't think.
The brain doesn't eat. Wait. Jeez. Listen. This is getting out of hand real quick. First of all, I just want to let you people know, off the get-go, we were supposed to start this show like 10 minutes ago, okay?
We were supposed to start this show yesterday. this is Tuesday night, to be honest with you.
Right. So I'm just cold.
It was 10 degrees colder. My brain was all fucked up.
And we fell asleep, and we woke up late.
We woke up late. Cobweb sending us a message, hey, we're going to do 7 or 7:30? I'm looking, it's like 7:08. I'm like, man, I just woke up. I was in a frozen coma, frozen coma.
I'm not getting out of my igloo right now.
Mm-mm, fuck that.
That's what happens when it gets cold. You guys get all cold and stuff like that. Your body starts to curl up, you know, yeah. Get
you
all
know
stiff.
What happened to me? You know what happened to me?
What?
Since I'm cold, I've been peeing like I got diabetes. I don't.
Okay. Stop. That's what? Josh. What? Josh, just do me a favor right now.
Yes, sir.
Hit the intro. That's
warning. This podcast is about the horror genre, specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and/or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
And ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, everybody who's listening, big shout out to every single one of you that's lending us your ears. Big shout out to Club 3P. And yeah. You got anything there, Cobweb?
Dude, let me tell you right now. I'm feeling very nice right now. Because
good.
The concept of that, you know, I'm a brother here in Chicago. I got my poncho on. It's Taco Tuesday. I mean, steak tacos here with red beans and rice for dinner tonight. and we're here talking about this movie, The Brain. What else could I want?
Not to talk about The Brain?
How could you not want to talk about The Brain?
Okay, real quick. Before we get into Cobweb's cultural appropriation, wearing a sarape with beans and rice and tacos over there.
Wait a minute.
Before we get into that, everybody has been warned. You have been warned that this is a movie that Cobweb picked. I'm going to just say that right now.
Yep. It wasn't me.
You have been warned.
It wasn't me this time.
Yeah, I picked it. I ain't going for
it. We have not been warmed, but y'all have been warned.
Yep.
Warmed. Get warmed.
Get warmed. Get warmed.
Hit the drum. Dun dun dun. Whatever the thing.
Those. Where is that shit?
There you go. Thank you. We have to get a whistle for you soon. One of those.
That one?
Yeah, he remembers that one.
Close enough. I mean, and then I'm like, this movie was picked by Cobweb.
Yes, it was. Happy New Year, guys. Yes,
you know
right.
What? I'm not gonna say nothing bad because Cobweb also picked for next week. Next week, right? The Reanimator.
Yep.
Yeah, and I already know I'm gonna like that one.
Well, this is all tied in together. They're all tied together.
Well, the scientist from this movie is in the other movie as well. He's not playing the same character, but it's the same actor dealing with brains, scientist, bad guy.
Same
just
guy.
Just because you're a bad guy does not mean you're a bad guy.
It's the same guy. He's just, you know.
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
That's been a long time since I've seen that dude.
Remember when Zangief tells him? Just because you are a bad guy does not mean you are a bad guy.
This is true. I mean, you're playing a role.
A Street Fighter reference in an animated movie. You can't go wrong with that.
Well, what's that got to do with The Brain?
I love Street Fighter, and I don't want to talk about this fucking movie.
Josh, come on, man.
I am not going to be able to get back that hour and a half of my life. Go ahead, Deb.
Have you ever, Cobweb, like, watched a movie late at night, right? And, like, you were falling asleep, but you want to stay up to watch the movie? So, like, you're, like, having a hard time. You're, like, all yawning. And you're, like, fighting it to stay awake and all that. That was us, but we did not want to watch the movie.
We were trying to fall asleep during this movie. This movie was so bad we couldn't fall asleep.
And it was during the daytime.
During the daytime?
Yes, and it was not late. And we were just like, this movie is draining me.
Come on, you can't.
Look. You know how white noise.
Oh, no. You cannot be putting this in the same category as white noise.
It's not. It is not. It is not in the same category as white noise. This is the complete opposite. It should be called like black silence.
What the heck does that even mean?
White noise, and then the complete opposite is black silence.
What the fuck is this shit?
I was trying to fall asleep
during this movie. It just put the covers over my head, covered my eyes. Nothing. I was just like, this movie was so bad. I still had to pay attention to it.
I was like,
what was so bad about it? Okay, look, you haven't even read the IMDb.
What was so good about it?
The tease, this movie.
There was a lot involved in this movie right here that had a lot of justification for horror. It was a little bit of bullshit, but it was a lot of real shit.
Yeah, it was real shit. There's a difference between there's a difference between something being shit and being the shit. This is not the shit. This is just shit.
Oh, come on, dude. You're not even giving his full glory.
All right.
This is blue water porta potty methane.
Flush it down the drain.
Oh, shit. Dude, Damn.
Front three.
Oh my gosh, you Steve Curry that shit.
You open the door, you see the brain sticking out of the toilet.
Wait until we get into it. Hold on. Give us a moment.
Compose ourselves, professionals.
88, rated R, 1 hour, 34 minutes. Genres, horror and sci-fi. A psychologist with an increasingly popular TV show brainwashes his audience using a giant living brain. A mischievous high school student is sent to the Psychologist Institute and becomes determined to expose him. Director's Ed Hunt, written by Barry Pearson, stars Tom Breshennan, Cynthia Preston, and David Gale. Yeah.
So this is a holiday movie, actually, because this happened around Christmas time. Did you guys peep that?
We still doing Christmas movies?
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. Because people still had their Christmas decorations out.
I still got my Christmas decorations out. That don't mean shit.
You know what? That's a point. Y'all be doing that shit out there, though. I don't understand people do that shit. They just leave that shit up all year long. And they just hit the switch.
I come snake on the AZ late, Debra.
Exactly.
I'm saying like not you and me. I'm just saying.
People. You said we. That means you and me.
He said y'all be doing that shit down there. That's what I'm saying. Not us, but people down here.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You believe what you want to, Deb. But we here to talk about one thing tonight, and that's the brain.
Yeah. Can we not?
What? Okay. Look. Okay. What part didn't you guys like?
Let me see.
Because they don't even know what happens. They don't know.
After the introduction of the movie, all the way into right when the credits ended.
That's my line. Debra just stole my shit right there.
It's because
wow.
So here it is. High school nerd slash bad boy slash popular. Like all the stuff in the 80s that didn't mix, all that shit can mix now. But back then, you couldn't mix that shit together.
He was a genius. He was a genius. And that was the thing about it.
Genius, nerd, popular. In the 80s, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. You couldn't be that smart and popular in the 80s. It's not like now. Is it?
Sorry. I love the 80s.
All I know is
you were popular and you're smart,
right?
Yeah but I'm an enigma. It just
okay. So look, let me break this down. I'll do it tonight and you guys tell me where's going wrong. Okay,
explaining in the house.
Yes. Okay. So what's the main character's name again? His name's Billy or something like that, or what is it?
Yes.
Oh, he is a Billy. No, he's Jim Malajowski.
Oh yeah,
Jim. Right. Jim. So this is what's been going down. Okay, there's this TV station, right, run by this evil mad scientist, right, and he's got these people thinking. He's like sending out these brainwave transmissions to brainwash these people. You know what I'm saying? So that they can, he can manipulate them and control them. And his whole death thing is to try to get these signals to go farther and farther out so that he can, you know, get more and more people. Because he can literally brainwash you through these transmissions that he's putting out. So he comes in and with the giant brain. And the brain, it has to eat people from time to time just to get the more energy so that it could get bigger and so it can send out more brain waves. And the brain is like really super smart because it's a big ass brain. And it can like go places where other brains can't go. It can go in your mind. It can mess you all up in every possible way. I mean, it's a super brain. It can do what the fuck it wants to do.
Did you just say that I don't have a brain?
I didn't say you didn't have a brain. I said it's a super brain.
No, you specifically said this brain can go where no other brains go. It could go in your brain. And I'm like, you pointed at me saying that it could go into my mind, which means I don't have a brain.
It can go into your mind because it could take your, it shows you what it could do. But you see what it did to him in the car. It made him think that he was actually being attacked by its tentacles in his car and that he was driving fast and slow and he was missing everything. It could cause you to hallucinate.
Is this what came through the portals in Miami?
In the mind.
The brain. That's what everybody saw.
For those of y'all who don't know, and aren't following us on social media, Cast of the Pod and at Cobweb411, and you're not on our Patreon, you don't know how in-depth we got in on the alien sightings and the portals and all that good stuff on the Patreon. Patreon exclusive episode. That one was fresh. That one was fun. That one was stress relieving. We didn't even talk about a movie.
Nope.
Hey, that you get scared. That was for the books.
That was a we didn't care.
Yeah, hey, everybody got, you know, we gave them like some, what's that stuff they what's that old show that we used to listen to back in the day, Josh? The one that Cook used to have, you know, it was the theory one.
Garage.
No, he had another one that was pretty good.
Really, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. We got conspiracies. Yep.
We went all the way.
Yep. But so you left out the fact that it's an alien brain.
Yeah.
And then
it is an alien brain.
It didn't have a face or anything like that because it's a brain. It was missing its body. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it eats Nurse Titty.
Right.
And then it became her. Then it grows a face. It grows a face that it was kind of cute. It kind of looked like the Critters. You know, we come for the Krites. Remember the Critters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know what it was because it got stronger. It got to the point to when once it did that, it started to morph into more of its own features. You know what I'm saying? Because it was evolving.
I was like, not upset, but I was like, really? When they were in the classroom and then that skeleton thing and then he turned into the brain, the skeleton.
Oh, the brain. Because the brain was inside. Oh, there was that skeleton once had a brain in it. And because it could do that, the brain could do that. It was a super brain, Deb. What part of super don't you understand?
It was a plastic skeleton.
It was a dumb brain and a dumb skeleton to go along with the dumb movie.
And he could type on the television screen like a computer.
By thinking.
80s font on you. Right. And this one kid, because he was so smart, the brain couldn't really mess with him too much. You know, and, you know, it did all hell broke loose.
And he was getting mad.
The police work in this movie.
Because he wanted it.
Yeah, the police work was bad.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. The police work was bad. I mean, it's a good... I mean, I don't understand what you guys didn't like it.
Okay, so I like cheesy bad movies. That's why I have my own cheesy bad movie account. This should go on to that one. I'm gonna do a 5-minute cheesy bad movie about this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because this movie is horrible.
The special effects were a little bad. I mean, like at the beginning when you saw the tentacle coming through the TV and the wall at the same time. You know, it was. It was tentacles.
Go ahead, Deb.
I can when watching a movie from the 80s or whatever, even if it's not from the 80s, I can deal with really bad cheesy graphics. I have no problem with. I just didn't like this movie.
Yeah,
I didn't like the story.
I wholeheartedly agree. I can deal. That's what I was gonna say. I like cheesy movies from the 70s, 80s. Yeah, they kind of lost their heart in the 90s and all that. And I like when they broke through the door. And the tentacle hand was coming through, and you could actually see like it was the end of the glove, and you could see somebody's arm with the, you know.
It was.
I'm okay with that. That's great. That in some ways that makes it even better.
But it's just something about this movie. Just, I mean, how the nurse was there with his little Saturday Night Special 38. And, you know, it just...
Oh, that they was going to shoot him because they had no... Like, they didn't care. You know what? I don't even know if that guy was...
And he's like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he could have been an alien too. Honestly, tell the truth.
I think he was.
He could have been. Is,
they're like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Nurse Verna. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. Maybe he says, we have papers on him. We could take him back.
Have you ever seen Monty Python Search for the Holy Grail?
Of course I've seen Monty Python Search for the Holy Grail.
I love that scene
when the cop pulls over Jim and whatever her name is, girlfriend, right? And he's there and he's like, you stay right here. You stay right there. And there's nothing around them whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, Verna comes up with an axe. Wah! Chops off the cop's head.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
All the other cops drive up, and he's holding the axe, and he's covered with blood.
And he's like,
he is.
Jim did it. Jim did it.
And Jim's in handcuffs.
It was Malika Jaworski, supercalifragilistic. That guy. It was him.
Spialidocious.
Yep.
And what do the cops do? Okay. But
do you understand why though? Because of the super brain. The brain had them all confused. Look at his parents. His parents were actually thinking that he had killed those people. Everybody thought
they were
that
hypnotized.
Right, by the brain.
The TV, but not everybody. See, this is what I don't get. So they were hypnotizing everybody through the TV, right?
But right.
Not everybody watched the TV.
Mm-hmm.
How did the right. cops? The cops hadn't watched the TV, and they were already like, okay.
Listen to me. Right. Go, let me break this down. There's this one thing, Deb, you got to remember. A lot of those people, they didn't watching. They were forcing them to watch a lot of times. It doesn't take much for that brain to get into you. And it was. It was getting it through radio, TV, whatever. It was transmitting through everything. They're CBs.
I thought it was just through the TV.
It was sending out, right? It was going up to a satellite, Deb. It's a super.
It was a very.
Super brain.
Before it got to the satellite, it was local only. And they started celebrating. There's a whole bunch of the stuff in this movie that would have been great. So it's the stuff in this movie that should have made me give this movie a high number for it, which I'm not going to do. There's just something about the chemistry, something about the writing, something about the timing, everything. Look. Here, this is what you need to make a movie great. Everything needs to mingle and mix and lock up and make a movie good, right? This movie had all these awesome things, and they just kept on hitting tip to tip. And you never want to go tip to tip.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. There's no reason for that ever to happen. And there was one that kind of thing that kind of ticked me off is the handcuff scene, how he got out of the handcuffs. You know, and I was just like, why did you do that? You know, how did he possibly get out of those handcuffs like that when he had the by himself, when he had the cutter? I didn't understand how he could have pulled it off. The bolt cutter?
So he opened the bolt cutters, then he put one side against his chest, and he leaned up against the wall, put his hands in there, and then he pushed with his chest.
You think that's how he did it? Well, that's probably what he did it. Yeah, but then later on, after he got him off of her, after she did that stupid thing by calling home after he told her no, right? He should have just took her with him instead of leaving her there. Okay, I didn't understand how they got the rest of the handcuffs off of their wrist because they just had this middle cut.
They should have left the bracelets on since they cut the chains. I agree. I saw that too.
I remember that when they walked out of the school, I was like, oh, now they're gonna have matching bracelets. And then they walked out, and I was like, wait, where's their bracelets?
She literally said that. She literally said that.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The brain. It even got her. She just walked past that TV, walk past that TV. They don't even try to kill you. They'll just make you walk past something and get you, hold you down, like you listen to. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it's a brain.
Yes, let's take a quick time out. I'm going to turn up my mic. As my dog snoring, it sounded like a chainsaw in the hallway.
Disrespect. Such disrespect for the brain.
It's so what my dog snoring. Needing a haircut, looking like a critter. It's so much more interesting this entire... Like, yes.
His little teeth.
He's got his buck teeth just sticking out through his facial hair. Just...
Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
On his little nose.
He's got that underbite, like his teeth are coming up to stab himself in the eyes.
Oh, shit. Let me be honest with you. It took me two times to get through this movie. I had to get through it twice. I turned it off. I turned it off at the scene, the exact scene, Josh, you're talking about with the axe. And he's like, hey, he's over there. He did it. And they like start chasing him. I had got so pissed off too. I just turned it off. I said, fuck this shit. That pissed me off. And then I turned it back on later on because I knew you guys had to watch this movie.
These cops drove up while he was retracting from the swing. Blood was flinging in the air off the blade, off the head of the axe. And then he's like, it was them.
Don't forget.
The man's head hadn't even hit the ground yet.
He chased him up the hill. And he hit him upside the head with that brick. And that's when he fell down. And that's when he got up and he started talking about they were there.
Don't forget the part where the lady stabbed her husband because he didn't want to watch the show. And then when she finished stabbing him, she started yelling that it was Jim.
Yeah. She didn't even know Jim was there. And the husband, he's like, nah, honey, I don't want to watch that show. I told you I didn't want to see it. And she's like, oh, well, I just happen to have a chainsaw right here. And I'm going to cut you in half at the waist.
Yep. And then she stopped and she's like, it was Jim.
And then the cops are there instantaneously.
Yeah.
Well, the cops were out there looking. That's why Jim was hiding, because they were out there scoping, looking for him in that area.
But she didn't know he was there.
So we haven't even talked about
what super
brain. So look, you have Jim, who's this smart ass kid or whatever, and he sticks pure sodium. Warning, do not try this at home. It even has that in the credits. But he has a little plastic case that he just pops open, bloop, and it says, warning, pure sodium will explode when contacts water. What's he do? Drops it in the toilet. Motherfucker's so smart, he does that while the principal is in the bathroom stall next to him. Didn't even look to see if there are any feet hanging down the bottom or nothing like that. And then the vice principal's drinking water right outside the door when he walked in. But he's a super genius.
He just didn't give a fuck. He even glued it. Remember, he glued his pants to the chair?
Yes.
That was funny.
Come on. They were all beneath him. All beneath him. And even at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, what happened? How many places did he get to go? They asked him to go to.
Everywhere.
What? Yeah, everywhere. You know, he was a genius. He was an anti-brain. His brain was just as smart as that brain. He's just like, people like that, you gotta remember, that act out like that are not challenged enough. You know, they need something more to be put into their bodies, to be in their minds, to be keep going challenged. And he wasn't, that school was beneath him.
So that's what I was trying to say right now. So he gets busted for that. And then the principal has the power to go, hey, either you're going to prison or you're going to this mental asylum with this world famous psychologist.
Bum, bum, bum.
He didn't say anything about prison. They was going to expel him.
It was jail.
He's like, you can't send me to jail.
Yeah.
No, they were going to kick him out of school.
Yep, wouldn't that too?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to send you to another country.
But he went, and his dad did sell him out. His dad sold him out.
Big time.
His dad sold him out big time. But that's what 80s dads did a lot.
This movie, I got to take my beanie off this fucking movie. I'm going to freeze my brain out because this beanie got me hot. I mean, this movie's got me hot. Bothered.
It has its moments.
You know what? I don't even remember how it ends. This is how much I didn't like
this
movie.
How did they beat the brain?
He threw some sodium inside the brain.
In the brain. Yeah.
That's right.
Because people are so stupid, that's why at the beginning of the movie they have to show you with big printed letters in the small little box.
Warning.
It was the Chekhov's gun. It was we showed it to you, so now we're going to have to use it.
Did you notice, like, throughout the entire movie, they had signs up that said, keep wet from sodium in use, must keep dry. They had that all throughout the movie. Just keep reminding you that, hey, it's coming. Sodium can do this. I thought they were just going to flood the place and blow the whole thing up.
Yeah, electrocute the brain.
No, it'll blow up from the sodium.
But they even made a point in this movie, and I saw it, but then when I was looking in the notes, they put it in the notes also. But I mean, it's blatantly obvious. They try so many times, a bunch of times in the movie, they're saying, well, this is America. Isn't this America? Oh, you think you're an American where you have rights?
He's like,
we're in America. But all the signs are Canadian speed signs. They filmed it in Canada.
Are you serious? I never even noticed that.
Yeah.
I did not even know that. I never paid attention.
Yep.
So this movie was Canadian born. It's a Canadian flick. It's like a Strange Brew.
They're like, we have to make sure we let people know that it's American.
What's the language they speak in Canada? In Canadian?
Eh?
What's the language? Is it French? C'est pas le français?
Eh?
Letter Kenny?
Eh?
Do you know how to spell Canada in their language?
There's a different way? Eh?
You don't know how to spell Canada in their language?
Well, last time I checked, Canada is spelled C-A-N-D-A-A.
Let me tell you.
It's what is
like
it?
C-A-N-A-D-A.
You know what? That's beautiful. I have not heard that joke in such a long time. That was funny. You got me on that one, Josh. That was a good one. I was like, is he fit? Oh, my God. I just fell for it like a son of a gun.
That is a bad, bad bottom of the barrel joke. And it's so much better than this fucking movie.
Oh, wow.
I would much rather hear me say that horrible joke with that horrible impression of not even close to a Canadian accent than ever watch this movie ever again.
Okay, what was the girl?
Listen to you say that joke over and over again.
What was the girl? What?
Why was his girlfriend tied up like that in that room with all those bodies? What was that? Was that with the brain?
Super brain.
Shit.
The super brain tighter like that.
Okay.
Can't argue the point. Super genius.
Super brain. It did look kind of corny when it was chasing it down the hallway, though, right? And it was just coming at him. And it was just like
it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was that like, was pretty bad. It was bad. It was bad special effects. I mean, what else could this movie not have in the 80s that you were like? It had bad acting. Bad special effects. It had a bad cast. No, they had two good actors in this movie. And what else did they have in here? Cheesy lines. Bad cops.
And what?
And they had some gore.
Gore.
The brain was eating people.
That's five. There were titties. That's seven.
Yeah. You counted two. Yes, they did. Yeah, the high school kids, you know, varsity jackets. Yeah,
be careful when you say high school kid. Also point out this guy looked like he was like 35 and he was a sophomore.
He didn't look like he was 35. So maybe the about 28.
Jim looked like he had a mortgage going on.
Yeah, he did.
A wife and three kids, a hard day at work.
A dog and a cat.
He drinks a cup of coffee in the morning with some toast and a hard-boiled egg before he leaves out.
Before he goes to the first period, he's got to sit down and read the paper.
He leaves the house with a trench coat and a suitcase.
Kicks the dog on his way out.
A suitcase!
He works 9 to 5. But he leaves the house at 5 in the morning.
Oh, jeez. This is a great movie.
I'm done with this movie. I ain't got nothing.
This is what you asked for, okay? You told me to pick some movie just to, you know, that I might have seen, you know, that you were all whatever and just we'll watch it. And I was like, you know what? These motherfuckers right here, you know what? I'm going to give them something to watch. They're going to watch this movie that pissed me the fuck off. It's called The Braid. And then I had to realize I had to go back and finish it my goddamn self. So we can all be in this together.
Jokes on you. You watched it twice. Ha ha.
Yes, I did.
What?
That penguin got more moves than a little bit.
With a super brain.
Yes, it is.
I forgot what movie we were
watching. We were watching The Brain, Josh.
That was, I think it was Deep and Dirty by Kevin MacLeod that I was just playing right now. Oh. But I forgot what movie we were watching the other day, and I'm like, they had dubstep. And it's like, how are we going to get dubstep into the pod? That's how.
That works for me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yep.
That's pretty dope. See, these are days that when you're just in your house and you're just like, I need something to watch, and I'm thinking like, man, maybe I'll throw in that movie that they were talking about on Cast of the Pod and see if this is just as bad as they say it was.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it.
Don't you won't be scared. Don't you won't be scared. It. You won't be. I mean, how about the scene at the cafe? I mean, you know, at the rest stop.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Please tell me. Please enlighten.
That's when after he had the car accident, right? After he had the car accident and he got there, right? And he was in the back. Yeah, he had a car accident.
Yes, because the brain got him. The brain got him. The one time he went over there, and then as he was leaving, he was driving and he went crazy, and then he flipped his car. Yes. Okay, I remember that part.
Right. So, after that point, when he got there to the bar, you know, to the diner, okay, which was a great place to eat at. Let me tell you this right now, because you see those prices on there. You got like, I did for $2.99. You got a cheeseburger, fry, and a drink.
1988.
Man, tell me about it.
I remember now when he went to the restaurant where his girlfriend was working at.
Right, and when he got there, the brain got him again when he was in the back, and he was actively acting like the brain was attacking him, and it wasn't, and everybody thought he was going crazy. That's how the brain kept getting him.
And he was standing on the counter, and then they injected him with something.
Yeah, and he took him away. They took him back to the place. Now, that one guy was kind of weird with the butcher knife. I thought he was kind of weird, that one patient. They were all crazy.
When he walks in, he says, I'll stay here and you can take my place. They'll never find me.
They'll never find you. Didn't even look anything alike.
I think he was like my favorite part of the movie.
He was kind of scary to me.
He was funny.
But he knew everything that was going on. Because he said it. He said, this dude might not even be human. And that's when he walked over to him. Yep. He walked over to a doctor and punched him in the head and knocked his whole head off. He was an alien.
Worst part of this movie was?
All of it.
Jim's best friend, Willie.
Oh, I hated when Willie got eaten. By the brain. Yeah. I hated that. I hated Willie got eaten by the brain. That sucked so much. That was horrible. Yeah, the brain just ate everybody, even his girlfriend.
Did he?
I think it did. It probably did. I think it ate his girlfriend, too. The brain ate a lot of people.
Like I said, I don't remember the ending.
I ain't got nothing to do with this movie. Ain't got nothing to do with this movie. If we doomed it out already right now, I'd be good.
Are you talking about Willie's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, she don't matter.
I was like, I don't remember him eating Jim's girlfriend because she was standing there when he threw the sodium thing, nitrate, whatever.
Man.
The first person the brain ate was Nurse Areola.
Yeah.
Yes. That was for one. And then it ate... it was probably going to eat that... Wait, who else did it eat? It was killing people, though, also, too. Because remember, they said the suicide rates and everything else like that had increased in the town. You know, yes. And it was a lot of stuff like that. It was killing people.
In people's brains. And then after it was done juicing their brains, it was having them unalive themselves.
It's because all these people are weak. Their brains are weak.
Deb. After being attacked by the super brain.
Their brains are weak.
Yeah. Deb's right. Their brains have become weakened by the super brain's influence.
Can we just doom already?
All right, man. Jeez, bro. Come on. Bring out the calculator. Doom.
This movie makes my eye hurt. I'm no bullshit. Just.
Well, my dogs are mad.
Hold on. Here we go.
What the fuck was that?
Oh shit. That's what happens when you try to do that all in one breath.
What the fuck is going on?
Should I edit that out? No.
Nah. It's too late now. They won't know what we're laughing about.
Oh, jeez. God.
Oh. My dog got
who's going first?
I'll go first. Do I bring up the calculator? I don't need to bring up the calculator on the screen.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay, but I'll have the calculator over here. This movie had everything. Like I said, it had everything. And it was just right there, and then it went tip to tip. If tip to tip is your thing, then I'm sure you'll give this movie a 10. But, I mean, it had the cheese, it had the gore, it had the crazy scientist, space alien brain, couple of good boob shots, the protagonist and the protagonist's girlfriend, and then the crazy scary masks when they were out in Makeout Point. And all that stuff. And it just didn't seem to link up. They dropped the ball. They fumbled. Way too many interceptions. We will not talk about the Cowboys today. And because of that, I give this movie a 5.
I would rather watch the Cowboys lose than watch this movie
again. Oh, shit! Blasphemy! Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, the thoughts and views of Deborah do not necessarily represent the thoughts and views of anybody else in Cast of the Pod, including Josh, Cobweb, or Deborah herself. Please refrain from any complaints, as at this time, Deborah has not taken her medication. Thank you.
She's not well, Josh.
No, I'm not. It's the brain's fault. It was a super brain.
Super brain influence.
Where were your fine underpants this time of night, brain? That was a bad Pinky impersonation, but
it was close enough.
Yeah, it was close enough. Dallas Cowboys fan.
This is true.
Here comes the bicycle.
And for me to say that, and I win or lose, Dallas is my team.
So who's going
to? I believe that.
That's what I'm saying. That's how horrible this movie is.
Deb's going. She's going in right now.
I tried to watch to like this movie. I tried. I don't even have an excuse on why I'm going to give this. I give this movie a 2, and I don't give movies low numbers.
Damn. The Deb has.
You know how you take the. What is it? The TAS test, after when you're a senior to go to college and all that?
The ASVAB.
And you get like 200 points pre-ASVAB. Just for writing your name?
Yes.
Okay, so this movie gets a 2 just for being a movie.
Well, it got the name wrong because it was supposed to be Black Silence, not The Brain.
Oh. So it
bringing it back.
I gave it a 2 just for being a movie.
Just for being a movie.
Yeah.
It just
Somebody
showed
spent
up.
The money to make this so they get 2 points.
So they get 2 points.
Wow. I like that, Deb.
Just for trying.
just for showing up to the party.
He's a participant.
You get a participant from me. Here's your trophy.
Take your ass home.
We don't want you to feel offended, Mr. Director. You tried your best.
Oh,
great job. Good job. Next.
All right, Cobweb, my friend.
I had a score in my mind when I watched this movie, right?
Josh, what are you doing?
And then I was sitting back, I was thinking like, it was pretty bad. I did have to turn it off. And I had to come back and watch it, and I was kind of ticked off that I had to watch it again, like to remember the stuff that I forgot because I had turned it off. See, like the first score that I was going to give this movie was going to be like when I first watched it, I was going to give it a 4.
Oh,
that's the score I was going to give it. But when I had to go back and I watched it again, the second time because I told you guys I had to watch it. And I got past that. And, you know, I think I gave it another 2 points on it. The participation award for showing up. So they get a 6 from the Cobweb. It's The Brain.
Wow. So altogether it ranked at 13 divided by
3.
The movie gets a 4.33.
Ooh.
Since it's under a 0.5, it stays at a 4. I think this is the lowest rated
besides
white noise.
Sharknado.
No,
right, there was the...
What?
Shark Side of the Moon.
Oh. Yeah, Shark Side of the Moon.
Do Sharknado?
Yes. You're right. We should. Shark
right,
Month.
I'm rating it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 stars for The Brain. And just so you know, 3,400 other people voted for this movie. And the majority of people gave it a 6 and a 5. And with the 3,400 people, it ranks at 5.2. So we gave it less than most people.
Right.
190 people actually gave it a 10. Fuck those 190 people.
That's because they were hypnotized by The Brain.
Super Brain.
The Super Brain.
Cool.
See,
I'm one of the smart ones that the Super Brain couldn't get into. I was wearing my penguin hoodie the whole time. So this part right here, it's like the aluminum hat. You know how you wear the aluminum hats so the aliens won't get into your brain?
Tinfoil hats, Deborah. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
My
penguin is my tinfoil cap so that So the aliens,
you have like aluminum like sewed into it. You should do that. Put like aluminum sewed in. Yeah,
it's right here.
Sew some into it. It's in the paws.
Right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the whole hoodie. It was a Christmas gift.
You all right, Josh? Did the brain upset you that much?
Yes.
He was mad because I didn't share my penguin hoodie with him.
It's fucking cold in here. Well, it was until my brain got all hot talking about this fucking movie.
I said no because the super brain's going to try to get into my brain and hypnotize me. And then I'm going to have to give the movie a 6. But nope, the hoodie saved me.
All right, I think we're done.
That's it.
It's over. That's how the cookie crumbles. Whatever. So some kind of bullshit.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Go watch the Holy Grail.
So, pod people, please don't watch this movie. 1988's The Brain. Unless you want to prove us wrong, or unless you want to see how right I am. Deb's righter.
We gave it a 4. That's pretty bad. That's pretty fucking bad. Let's be honest. That's bad.
I give movies 2s. I rarely go under 5.
Because she's 4'11".
Yes, she is.
But here's the thing. Round up to 5. But
4'11".
So for us, a 5 is aight. Mm-hmm. I might watch it again. Anything 5 and up, you're going to watch again.
Yeah.
Anything 4 and lower,
nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I would agree.
So next week, we're going to have the Reanimator and a special guest.
Yeah. Jay Nice is going to be in the place to be.
Jay Mr. Nice is going to be here.
Yes. He's got some new tunes for us, man. This dude is a disco fanatic. He can spin 45s all day. I don't know what happened to him, man. This is going to be a good one right here. Jay Nice is going to be in a place to be, y'all.
Nice. Be dope. All right. So today we've discussed and we gave a 4 to the 1988 The Brain. And I'm spent. I'm done. I'm going to take a nap before I go to sleep after talking about this movie.
I will eat the rest of my tacos.
All right, y'all. So until next time, don't forget, hit us up on all social medias, including Patreon at Cast of the Pod. You can hit up Cobweb at Cobweb411. Until next time, thank you for sharing your time with us. Thanks for sharing your ears. And if you were at work listening to us and we helped you get past the day, that's pretty cool. That's how I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
That's what Cast of the Pod is about, baby.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So until next time, I'm Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And I'm Deb.
We are the Cast of the Pod podcast. You have been warned. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Peace is out.